Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cincinnati, July 14th on Fox.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. San Francisco at the center of a national scandal and a killer arraigned on murder charges.
That interview raised a lot of questions as to whether or not Mr. Sanchez understood what he was being asked.
That is San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi. He and others representing Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez trying to downplay a jailhouse interview that appears to show him confessing to the killing of 32-year-old Kate Steinle last Wednesday. Today, the suspect entered a not guilty plea in a packed courtroom at the Hall of Justice. KGO 810's Mike Simpson was there.
Sanchez, wearing an orange and black jumpsuit, he told the judge he didn't kill Kate Steinle, something he repeated three times, even when that wasn't the question.
He has a second grade education.
Public defenders had to walk him through this. He seemed confused at times.
Many of the legal nuances and the legal ramifications are beyond his current comprehension.
Matt Gonzalez is Sanchez's lead attorney. The main points of his case, Sanchez may have not understood what he was saying during a TV admission.
We ask everyone not to rush the judgment. There's been a lot of speculation as to what occurred.
Public defender Jeff Hidachi, Sanchez's bail was set at $5 million.
Now, Lopez Sanchez says he found the gun wrapped in a T-shirt and it accidentally went off while he was handling the weapon. We're now learning that gun was stolen and from a federal agent. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting the weapon was stolen during a car burglary in downtown San Francisco last month. The gun is not, however, the agent's official service revolver. San Francisco's status as a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants has reignited the debate over such policies. That policy prevents the police and sheriff's department from turning over illegals to immigration authorities unless they're accused of a violent crime. Now, Lopez Sanchez had 7 felony convictions and had previously been deported 5 times. He was released from the San Francisco jail earlier this year following a drug charge. Now, as I mentioned, this story is now national news, and today Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton came down hard on San Francisco and its sanctuary policy. Here's KGO 810's Nikki Medoro.
Hillary Clinton says San Francisco officials were wrong to release Sanchez. Clinton tells CNN that Sheriff Ross Mercurimi ignored strong evidence that Sanchez should have been turned over to immigration officials and deported.
So I have absolutely no support for a city that ignores the strong evidence that should be acted on. This man had already been deported 5 times, and he should have been deported at the request of the federal government.
Now, San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi is defending his department's decision to release Lopez Sanchez, but at the same time, Mercurimi is blaming federal immigration authorities for not doing enough to keep the convicted felon off the streets.
You would have thought that he had met the threshold where they would have obtained a court order or a warrant to facilitate their interest in deporting him or incarcerating him, whatever their interest was, the next time, and they did not do that.
And now to Facebook. Facebook moving to Texas.
To our friends at Facebook, howdy, and welcome to Cowtown.
The social media giant received a hearty Texas welcome from the mayor of Fort Worth today. Facebook is building another data center, its third now in the Lone Star State. More on this story from correspondent Alan Skaya.
Mayor Betsy Price says Texas has passed California as the nation's leading exporter of technology.
North Texas is now the third largest data center in the United States.
The electric grid in Texas is separate from the grids on either the East or the West Coast. Facebook says that separation has made renewable power more accessible. The company says its data center will be powered entirely by wind.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinicky, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic, and we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John, and we'll head to Benicia. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. It's just a heads up for those of you traveling southbound on 680. Starting to get some construction slowdowns between East 2nd Street and Industrial Way. It's not terrible now, but I anticipate that that's going to get worse quickly. You're all clear across the Bay Bridge heading into or out of the city, and 101 all clear as well in San Francisco. On the Altamont Pass, 580 eastbound at North Flynn, they're still clearing an accident there that did involve an overturned vehicle. You've got minor slowdowns now from just after South Vasco Road almost to the 205 split. And in Hayward, northbound 880 at West A Street, a hazard of some kind is in the road in lane 3, so please be careful. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Mr. Kuvara any questions related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney. This is a free evaluation. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today or log on to their website at 1-800-4-INJURY.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's are in New York, and they hang on to beat the Yankees tonight in 10 innings, final score 4-3. Giants trying to snap a 7-game losing streak against the Mets over at AT&T Park, and Matt Cain threw 3 innings, 5 strikeouts, just 1 hit, no score, though, in the third. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Mild and breezy around the Bay Area today, mid-70s and low 80s in most places. And I know, I just can't get over how warm it was in Santa Cruz. 80 degrees on the beach today in Santa Cruz. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to low 80s. Expect a change on Thursday with more clouds. There could even be some drizzle during your morning commute. And the possibility of some thunderstorms by the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s to 80 inland. Friday, partly cloudy, temperatures rebounding a bit. And by the weekend, we'll be in the mid-60s to mid-80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and mostly 60-degree temperatures. Well, actually, it's 70 in Concord, 68 in Napa, 70 on the beach in Santa Cruz right now, 65 in San Mateo, 69 in San Jose, 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show along with Heather and John Lobertini. Live in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, or you can join us on Facebook at KGO Radio or on Twitter at Generation Drex. So things continue to spin nationally with the media concerning the San Francisco killing that has sparked this national outrage and a lot of political fallout. I mean, you know, they're making hay of all of this. And
the latest
is Bill O'Reilly. John Lobertini just joining us from the KGO newsroom. Dangerous people are walking around because of political correctness. In his talking points memo tonight, Bill O'Reilly sounded off about the murder of Kate Steinle, stating that dangerous people are walking around because of our Bay Area, San Francisco specifically, RPC, okay? O'Reilly said that San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee and the 11 city supervisors are directly responsible for Steinle's death. That's because San Francisco is a sanctuary city that does not cooperate with the federal government, even on holding identifying criminal aliens, he explained. Sanchez was in custody in San Francisco, and Mercurimi let him out, defying ICE officials. And the Factor host said that Mercurimi should resign immediately. I mean, what kind of law officer allows a known felon to walk free when the feds want him in custody? O'Reilly asked, the sheriff is incompetent, and so are the folks who run the city of San Francisco, most of whom are hiding, quote unquote, from Bill O'Reilly.
Well, it is interesting that we have not heard directly from Mayor Ed Lee or any of the members of the Board of Supervisors. You know, as we've noted, and we did last night, Ross Mercurimi does not have the same power, I think, that many other sheriffs do in many other counties around the country.
808-0810 is the number. What do you think about Bill O'Reilly? And by the way, he's starting this position, this petition online, and he's sending this all out to, this petition to Senator Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. We understand respectfully ask Congress to pass Kate's law
I want people to get this.
Okay, so guys, listen carefully.
Bill O'Reilly is starting an online petition he wants you to sign using this poor woman's death as a huge wedge issue and to get this Congress to do what? Now read the rest.
We, the undersigned, respectfully ask Congress to pass Kate's law, whereby undocumented aliens who are deported and returned to the United States would receive a mandatory 5-year sentence in a federal penitentiary.
Oh, that's a great idea, O'Reilly.
Upon conviction.
Who's going to pay for that? Did you think this through, O'Reilly?
You know what? I'm pretty sure, Heather, that if this just appeared as text and it didn't have Bill O'Reilly's face or name on it, you might have a different opinion.
No,
I mean, it takes
it takes a
high profile crime to facilitate change. I don't think he's taking advantage of this poor girl's death at all.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Are you going to tell me that all of the laws, all of the child protection laws, Megan Kanka was killed at 7 years old by a sexual predator, and we now have Megan's Law. Do you think that's taking advantage of her death?
No,
I don't.
I'm pretty sure her family was down with that. This is a completely different story, and it appears to me that Kate Steinle's family absolutely does not want her to be the poster child for immigration in America when we have a Congress that won't confront the issue and no gun laws. This woman is dead because of a gun, not because of immigration laws.
I would disagree. The guy should have been in jail. He should have been in the hands of immigration officials. And I think a lot of people will say the same thing.
Well, and by the way, just in case you didn't hear it, and I'm sure you did, Mercurimi's department policy is to deny all ICE detainer requests. He indicated that he only honors court orders or a warrant.
Well, he says that a detainer to them is nothing more than a request. Depending on who you talk to, a court order may or may not exist. As we talked to that representative last night from the Center for Immigration Studies, Jessica Vaughn, she said, you know, there's no function, there's no mechanism in the federal government that allows them to get the kind of federal order that Ross Mercurimi claims that he needs to have this, to keep this person on hold in his jail.
All right, we're going to take some calls here. The lines are filling up, 808-0810. But this thing that O'Reilly is doing past Kate's law, I have to wonder if they got the family's permission.
Well, of course they did. I'm sure they didn't get their permission. Well, of course he is, because you have to jump on things when the issue's hot, and it's hot right now. I mean, heck, Hillary Clinton chimed in today about how these sanctuary laws need to be changed. Now, we should also note that on the list of cities that also have sanctuary laws, Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Salt Lake City, Houston, Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis, Miami, Denver, Baltimore, and I lopped off the other half of the list because they were smaller cities. This is not just a San Francisco problem, but it's certainly something that, you know, has thrust this city into a national spotlight.
The laser beam is on us for sure.
Yeah, and it's time to do something.
And I'm damn sick of it. San Francisco shouldn't be taking the heat for something that's a larger issue in the United States of America. That said, let's talk to HB in Oakland, who would disagree with me.
All right. Good evening, HB. You're on the Drex Radio Show. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. My brother was killed in a triple murder. The man who killed him went back to Mexico, and he had killed somebody before he killed these other three people. This happens a lot. It is not an isolated incident. And you know what? I would have never known how many people have been killed in multiple murders by people who run back and forth to Mexico. And nobody here seems to give a rat's ass about detaining them or anything. So until you walk in the shoes of people who have been through this, and as far as that young woman is concerned, this is disgraceful. And if anybody believes that that bastard found that gun in a T-shirt, you're an idiot. He probably did steal it out of the trunk of the car of the person that it belonged to. I am so sick of all of this crap that goes on because people don't have guts, balls, or cojones to do what they're supposed to do. Take care of the people in this country, in this city, in this state, and stop letting people go back and forth after they've murdered people. It's a lot of it. Donald Trump told the truth. He told the truth, and people don't want to admit it. He told the truth. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm
sorry for your loss.
808-0810. Okay. Look, there are people out there who are thinking, enough with the sanctuary city, or get it together and get with the feds. Everybody get on the same page.
Well, you know,
I mean, we don't have to stop being a sanctuary city, but we definitely need to be on the same damn page.
And, you know, this, you know, we talked about this last night, and I mentioned to Jessica Vaughn about realignment and all of these people that we were releasing from prison, and that elected officials know that nothing's going to change unless there is a high profile crime.
Now we
have nothing was going to, well, transition over to the immigration issue and serving as a sanctuary city. This is the issue that could really turn the tide with immigration. Now, obviously, there are a number of tentacles here. We're talking about convicted felons and potentially dangerous criminals, getting them out of this country or incarcerating them. But this is that, with respect to immigration, this issue, this murder is going to fall right in the lap of immigration, and hopefully elected officials do the responsible thing and create some meaningful change. Obviously, this is a hot button issue. It's a wedge issue. That might be wishful thinking, but this is that opportunity.
And it's happening now. I have to take a break, John. Hang on. We'll be right back. 808-0810. What is your opinion? What do you think about Bill O'Reilly? Let's pass Kate's Law, his idea. What do you think? You think San Francisco should continue to be a sanctuary city? 808-0810 is the number to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. For any painting job, you should spend more time preparing the surface than applying the paint. Rob Keach is the president of Keach Painting Contractors, a Diamond Certified company.
Scraping off old paint that should be removed and washing the exterior of your home should be at the top of the list. Painting will protect longer and look better when starting with a clean surface.
So, actually, some people paint over dirt, huh?
Unfortunately, we do see that.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond Certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, things are really heating up not only here in the city, but around the country. Bill O'Reilly sparking outrage, and some people are absolutely on his side in his Talking Points memo tonight, sounding off about the murder of Kate Steinle, stating that dangerous people are walking around this city all because of political correctness. And he says, as a matter of fact, the folks who run the city of San Francisco, the most, these people are incompetent and they remain in hiding now. And he asserted that Steinle is collateral damage to the insane far-left politics that have long corrupted our city by the Bay. He said, dangerous people are walking around because of political correctness.
But I would want to remind Bill O'Reilly, Bill, if you're listening, this guy was not dangerous. He's a loser. That's all he is. If anything, he has gumption because he's made it back here, what, 6 times now. But he's a loser. That's all.
808-0810.
Up until he killed somebody, he was just another guy.
Well, now selling, he's a murderer. Buying.
Hang on. He was not at the time, and that's the point. All he ever did was buy and sell like $20 worth of marijuana. So, oh my God, we all need to be really afraid of him. Let's remember that, you know, there are some laws that we can't detain you if you have not yet committed a crime. So should Ross Mercurimi have turned him over to ICE? Maybe, probably. Does ICE have some culpability in this? Probably. We've got lots of calls on it. Would you like to do that now?
Yes, I would. there's a lot of people in the country that think if you're deported 5 times, you shouldn't be allowed back. There's a problem with the immigration process.
Well, you can't stop people from getting back into the country if they know how to get back into the country.
Okay, let's go to the
big border.
Okay.
You got
to
give that Francisco some mad skills for getting back in. We've got Scott in San Francisco.
Scott, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi there. You know, I just don't understand what half of the comments that are coming out of any of your mouths, that, you know, what, why I called is, you know, I don't know who said it, but before the break, one of you said, you know, maybe it's not the sanctuary city problem. Everybody just needs to get on the same page. So does that mean that all of us, if we just don't agree with a law, we're just all going to decide on what we're going to do? You know, we're all just going to break the rules.
No, all of the law enforcement people, all of the law enforcement people, and the politicos need to be on the same page. Is exactly what I said. Okay,
yeah, I think the reference is that there's not enough good information, solid information, being rolled up to ICE and or the other way.
The bottom line here is, everybody, people, is when there's an election, get out there and vote. If you don't like the people that are in office, vote them out. 808-0810.
Well, and when you have a sanctuary city and the way the San Francisco law is written, a detainer is nothing more in the eyes of the San Francisco County Sheriff, Ross Mercurimi, that's nothing more than a request.
That's right.
So that's the way the law is written, and, you know, the way things are run in San Francisco and the issues that Ross Mercurimi has already dealt with during his term have, you know, put him in a position to where he may not be as aggressive as the sheriffs in many other counties and other states even.
Well, here's what he said. Mercurimi also was talking to CNN's Jake Tapper, and he said that this sanctuary city policies, the policies that we have, make us safer. All right, let's go to the next line, 808-0810.
Sorry, Don in Sacramento.
Don in Sacramento, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Yes, hi. I think Bill O'Reilly is actually only partially right, but he is on to something here. I'm an independent. I'm socially liberal, fiscally conservative. Okay. But we have a problem. Congress is not acting. We have a city which disagrees with the current law in the books. The law is not being enforced. And relative to the situation, Mr. O'Reilly is actually very correct. The politicians have no backbone. They refuse to stand by and back up their own words. That being said, we can't deny the fact that, yes, this murder happened after this guy came in 5 times. But he came in 5 times illegally rather than standing in line with everybody else trying to do it legally. Whatever the reason, he slapped and disrespected those trying to do things right. Our problem is lack of enforcement of the rules that are in place right now. And cities like San Francisco having sanctuary thwart the effort to enforce. That's a problem.
And a lot of people agree with you, for sure.
But I would also add one more thing. If the city and the citizens of San Francisco feel so strongly about sanctuary, then why don't they open their homes up and bring people in who are, you know, thwarting the law, and embrace them in their own homes, put their money where the mouth is. They're two-faced and hypocritical about it.
Thank you very much for the great call. Next we go to?
Jim in San Rafael.
Jim, good evening.
Well, I have so many things to say, and I know I don't have time to say it all, but you people have just gotten hysterical. You remember when the Poly class, that horrible thing that happened to that girl when she was kidnapped
yes,
and killed?
Yes, I know her father, Mark.
It was
class.
Hysteria. And we passed a three strikes law, and oh, everybody was happy because we had a three strikes law, and it didn't work. And that's why it was changed, because it was a knee-jerk reaction to a horrible incident. And that's what you guys are doing. You have a big knee-jerk reaction to a horrible situation. First of all, we don't know if this was an accident or not, unless somebody, one of you folks knows that this guy's guilty of murder. He's had one court appearance, and his attorney says they're going to use an accident defense.
Well, you're right. You're right. The flip side of the coin is let's enforce the laws that are already on the books before we pass more laws that we don't enforce.
We are enforcing the laws that are on the books. Sanctuary City in San Francisco is there because in the long run, it makes people safer. You may not agree with that, but
that's what the sheriff has said. That's what he said.
That's what it does, because it allows more people to report crime. Who won't be afraid to report crime because they won't have the fear of being deported. Also, if you look at the National Crime Statistics by the National Crime Center, published in Time Magazine, there is no correlation to violent crime, or actually serious crime, and illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. None. There's no correlation at all. But you get one or two things. Let me tell you about another case. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 2 years ago. A little girl being kidnapped off the street. A guy jumps in, fights off the kidnapper, saves the little six-year-old. Guess what? He was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So you start looking at anecdotal stuff, and you can find anecdotal stuff here and there. Hitler used exactly the same thing. He went to the people with anecdotal information about the Jews and stirred them all up, and look what happened.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. So here's what Bill O'Reilly said tonight on Talking Points. And this has got the phones fired up, and probably the whole country, the Bay Area for sure. The mayor and the supervisors want to be sympathetic to illegal aliens. That's what this is all about, them and their liberal profile. The whole thing is absolutely disgusting. Do you agree or disagree? 808-0810 is the number. If you're on hold, we'll be right with you. Hang on, 808-0810 if you want to weigh in. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. We'll be back after the news on KGOA10.
Does your business require you to travel to multiple cities in a day? Or maybe your foursome is planning the ultimate golf getaway? Discover the luxury and ease of private charter jet service. It's now more efficient and affordable than ever with Good Jet. Visit 800goodjet.com right now and see their flat rate pricing from the Bay Area to top Western destinations in Southern California, Vegas, Scottsdale, and more. No surprise pricing with complete customization to fit your schedule. A GoodJet aircraft can be reserved in just minutes, so if you need to make multiple business trips in one day or you just prefer a direct flight tailored to your schedule, start customizing your charter at 800goodjet.com. Enjoy their luxurious fleet of Lears, Falcons, and Gulfstreams. It's the flight experience that charter jet clients have grown to expect, but at a significantly reduced cost and available to you 24/7. Call 1-800-GOOD-JET or 800goodjet.com. Good Jet, we love your schedule.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works, guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at ovationhair.com.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Giants middle relievers. Now those guys don't get enough respect. No, sir. Affelt, Lopez, Romo. You bring them in when the pressure's on. And they're like,
sit down, mate.
Don't even think about it.
No soup for you.
About 60 or so times a season, thank you very much. Yeah, while the other arms are getting the Cy Youngs and the MVPs, they're probably like,
I am happy with nothing.
Zero.
Nada.
Middle relievers are the unsung heroes. We are SF.
We are Giant.
Hey, the New York Mets make their only visit to AT&T Park for three amazing games, July 6th through the 8th. Monday the 6th is Firefighter Appreciation Night, presented by AAA. And special event ticket holders get a firefighter-themed Giants blanket. Tuesday the 7th, we're celebrating Bruce Lee's 75th birthday with a special Bruce Lee-themed Giants bobblehead. And Wednesday the 8th, it's Day Baseball in the City with a 12:45 start. So grab your seats at sfgiants.com/special events. We are SF. We are Giant.
Well, Bill O'Reilly is letting San Francisco have it with both barrels tonight, and he says the mayor and the supervisors want to seem sympathetic to illegal aliens, O'Reilly added. That's what this is all about, San Francisco and their liberal profile. The whole thing is absolutely disgusting. How do you feel? 808-0810 is the number, 808-0810. First, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, the posturing over the use of deadly force in Pleasanton.
He had no choice at that point but to use the last resource he had available.
A police officer knocked almost unconscious uses his gun to ward off an attacker. That's the story from Pleasanton PD following the fatal shooting of 19-year-old John Deming Jr. Now, his parents have hired celebrity lawyer Mark Garagos, the same Mark Garagos who represented death row killer Scott Peterson. This story begins at Specialty Car Sales in Pleasanton early Sunday morning.
Police say when they arrived, Deming was acting erratic. They asked him to comply with their demands. He didn't, and he escaped out a back window there. That's where he ran into Officer Dan Kunkel. He charged the officer, according to police, and actually punched him, knocked him down on the ground, and started to pummel him. And at that point, when Officer Kunkel was starting to lose consciousness, that's when they say he decided to use his gun. Now, police Lieutenant Jeff Bretzing reacted to Deming's parents' accusation that lethal force wasn't necessary.
Well, I can only turn to Officer Kunkel's statement, and the evidence that we have is certainly is at that moment where he felt he was going unconscious. He had no choice at that point but to use the last resource he had available.
KGO 810's Carolyn Burns says Officer Kunkel is on paid administrative leave. It is not clear yet if Deming was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. A mountain lion sighting to report, but this one in San Francisco. In fact, one of the big cats spotted four times in the city in the past week. Authorities actually think it is the same cat moving south through San Francisco. The adult mountain lion was first spotted in Seacliff, then somewhere in the Presidio area, then Gulf Street in Cathedral Hill, and then Lake Merced. Well, a push is on at the state capitol to reassess Proposition 13. Of course, that is the late 1970s ballot initiative that rewrote property tax laws in California. But as KGO 810 Sherry Brown reports, this effort is about a loophole that benefits corporations.
Corporations have found a way to not have their property reassessed the same way that your house or my house.
Pete Wywoody says the Property Tax Fairness Amendment would put $9 billion a year into the state's coffers.
Over 75% said yes. I would vote yes if this were on the ballot. I want corporations to pay what they owe.
If lawmakers don't close the corporate loophole in Prop 13, Wywoody says we can't expect an initiative on the 2016 state ballot.
And now to Yosemite, where climbing and hiking continues near the ascent to Half Dome, even after a huge rock fall in the national park. Yosemite's Jody Bailey says it happened sometime Thursday or Friday.
Oh, it's relatively remote at that part of the back end of the valley. And I can also tell you that a rock fall of this size is not atypical. We probably get one of this size somewhere in the valley every year.
Well, that size, Bailey says, is the equivalent to about 800 washing machines. Trouble is, no one saw what was no doubt a spectacular event. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
There are games, and then there's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The Midsummer Classic. On one diamond, you've got champs, MVPs, and the hungry ones. The guys who think it's their turn. It's the All-Star Game of All-Star Games. The All-Star Game that decides who's playing Game 7 of the World Series at home. Bat speed and power coming at you at every spot in the lineup. Number one starters coming in from the pen. The fastest feet and the best leather in the world. MLB All-Star Game 2015. Cincinnati, July 14th on Fox.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. And for that, we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Benicia. This look at traffic's brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Those construction slowdowns on 680 southbound are now very heavy between East 2nd Street and Bayshore Road, and it's beginning to push to the 780 split. San Jose, 680 northbound at McKee, a solo vehicle accident there is in the center divider, but the fire department has the left lane blocked. No jam up at the moment, just something to make room for if that's the direction you're headed. Now in Antioch, construction is up tonight in both directions of 160. They're doing paving operations and they've got one lane down on both sides. The northbound direction is the most heavily affected and it's stop and go across the Antioch Bridge right now almost to Sherman Island Crossing Road. Beach Blanket Babylon, hilarious spoofs of pop culture, spectacular costumes, and outrageously big hats is the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. Special added Tuesday performances in July. For tickets and more, visit beachblanketbabylon.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's hold on in New York, beat the Yankees 4-3 in 10 innings, and RBIs from Hunter Pence and Brandon Crawford have the Giants up over the Mets 2-0 at AT&T Park. Giants have lost seven straight. But Matt Cain giving up just one run, so one hit, I should say, so far, striking out six and four-plus innings. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Mild and breezy around the Bay Area today, mid-70s to low 80s in most places. In fact, it was 80 degrees on the beach in Santa Cruz. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to low 80s. Expect a change on Thursday with more clouds. There could even be some drizzle during your morning commute. And the possibility of some thunderstorms by the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s to 80 inland. Friday, partly cloudy, temperatures rebounding a bit. And by the weekend, we'll be in the mid-60s to mid-80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies. It's 65 degrees in Napa, 63 in Walnut Creek, 64 in Oakland, 62 in San Mateo, 67 in San Jose, and 63 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Live and local in the Bay, and we are the center of the universe tonight nationally. As Bill O'Reilly says, dangerous people are walking around San Francisco because of political correctness, actually calling for Mercurimi to resign immediately. He says, what kind of law officer allows a known felon to walk free when the feds want him in custody? And the sheriff's incompetent, and so are the people who run San Francisco, most of whom are in hiding. O'Reilly asserted that Steinle is collateral damage to the insane far-left politics that have long corrupted our city by the Bay. 808-0810 is the number. What do you think?
Patrick in Oakland.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest problems with illegal immigration is the fact that people come over here for a reason. And the reason why they come over here is to make money. Mm-hmm. If corporations and businesses were fined for having illegal immigrants working for them, and we made it to a point to where illegal immigrants couldn't come over here and make money, that would solve probably 70% to 80% of the problem of the people that come over here.
Right, but as we see, Congress keeps kicking that can down the road.
Well, I mean, it's worth noting that there have been shortages of Mexican workers in recent years because they are starting to make better money down there. Now, this suspect said somewhere, and it may have been in that KGO television report over the weekend, that he came back here because he had an easier opportunity making money in this country than he did in Mexico. So that's one of the reasons he was here. I just want to touch on something that a caller ago mentioned about three strikes. The three strikes law worked. It needed some tweaking. I mean, when you were throwing people in prison for life, you know, for stealing a Twinkie at a convenience store.
Or smoking that was, a joint
that
or whatever.
That was not a proper third conviction. But let's make no mistake. Richard Allen Davis was a bad, bad guy. He's the guy who was high on meth, climbed through the bedroom window at Polly Klass's house while she was having a slumber party, took her out of there, took her out into a rural area, raped her, and killed her. And her father has since then dedicated his life to fighting crimes against children and crimes against people. I'm pretty sure that if Mark was here, he'd probably say the same thing. You've got to do something. You can't be all things to all people.
No, that's why we need leadership. 808-0810 is the number. So let me walk this back to last Thursday, the day after the tragedy on Pier 14, when we had Sheriff Mercurimi on the line, and he was talking about this guy who they caught, Sanchez, and he wanted to talk about the homeless situation and the whole mental health issue. And that sort of has, I don't know, that's not really being played out nationally in the spotlight. Well, there is a problem.
Well, that's in many ways an old issue, because anybody who deals with homeless populations knows that 70 or 75% or more of those people are alcoholic, drug addicted, and mentally ill.
But that's not what's being mentioned nationally, especially but with people like Bill O'Reilly.
Well, maybe he thinks it's everybody knows that, but that's the truth. I've covered a ton of these stories, talked to a bunch of people who work in this world, and it was interesting, though, that Sheriff Mercurimi said, I can't talk about any of this because it's still under investigation, and then he goes on to talk about someone who's mentally ill. This guy's 52. He comes back to this country 5 times. Obviously, he's got to support himself or feed himself. You know, it stands to reason that he's probably got some form of mental illness.
808-0810 is the number. John, where's the mayor? At what point does Mayor Ed Lee step up? Now,
wow.
You tell me. I mean, you're in the news business. I'm in the talk show business. Yes, I suck it all down all day, and I watch and I listen. But
or as a PR person, when do you go, Ed, maybe you should speak to the nation
now?
Well,
I haven't seen or heard the mayor. Where's Mayor Ed Lee?
Well, he issued a statement yesterday, but he's not appeared publicly. Gavin Newsom hasn't said anything, and he was the one that spearheaded this whole sanctuary city thing. And you haven't heard from anybody on that board of supervisors. You know, you can... This is when they have to stand up. And who's the person that's standing up? Ross Mercurimi.
That's right. Yes, he is the one who's been on television making the appearances, trying to justify or make sense of what's happened. And there's this vacuum. That sucking sound is the vacuum of where are the rest of our leaders?
Yeah, that's a wow. I honestly think that once people get a grasp on how things operate in this city, Ross Mercurimi will be viewed not as incompetent, but as someone who has shown leadership by standing up and talking about this. And he's a smart guy. He knows, you know, which lines to cross and which ones he can't. But I think that, and I said this earlier, and I'll say it now, Greg Suhr and Ross Mercurimi have been emasculated by City Hall and the Board of Supervisors. They can't make any decisions outside the purview of, you know, what it is that those very liberal politicians have created. And I have no problem with being liberal, but they can't step out of that because, I mean, you get a police shooting in a bad neighborhood in San Francisco. Greg Suhr goes in there with all of his lieutenants and holds a town meeting. I mean, that's what has happened in San Francisco. Or these law enforcement officials have to go into communities every time something happens and explain themselves. It's not a bad idea.
He does that. Yes.
Greg Suhr is an amazing guy. But I'm not so sure that always needs to be necessary. You know, and maybe if I was someone in a poor neighborhood where they have a different relationship with police, maybe I would feel better. Maybe showing up there every time after a big incident, you know, would ease my fears. Right. But, you know, I think that what happens is that when you create that dynamic, you end up with a Ross Mercurimi who probably isn't going to make the judgment call that he probably wanted to make because of what the backlash was going to be like.
All politics. That part is true. All right, let's take some calls. 808-0810.
Larry in Hayward, you're on the air.
Hi, Larry.
Thank you. I think what needs to be done is contributory negligence should be filed against each one of the supervisors who voted for this, because the sheriff was kind of in an awkward position. He's working, you know, for the legislatures and things like that. But these guys pass these laws or make these recommendations, and now you're seeing a backlash that comes out of it. And contributory negligence is what I think should be filed against each one of the members who voted for this to be a sanctuary city, and hold them accountable and responsible for the outcome.
Right. So you think that Ross Mercurimi was just following orders?
I have a feeling he kind of was. You know, he's been under scrutiny since his last episode of what he's gone through. Mm-hmm. But
Lil Bertini, John was right about this. He's been front and center. I mean, he talked to me the night after the incident. He didn't have to. He chose to. Yeah, yes. So, he's been out there from the beginning.
Yes, but the politicians who pass these things and put people in awkward positions are the ones that really need to be held accountable. If this was a private corporation and GM had done something with a vehicle and he kind of overlooked it and a gas tank explodes, and yet they concede the statistics of these things happening, they're held criminally responsible. And I think these politicians have got to start not so much looking at, well, who can vote for me if I do this or that, as opposed to, you know what, this isn't really a good idea. A person who's a criminal in Mexico would much rather be here and found guilty of something and have to sit through our courts and sit in our prisons as opposed to Mexico. And Mexico's not dumb. They know, well, it would cost some money to keep them in jail there. They're better off having them come here and go to jail. And it's at our expense. And then our city turns around and does something like this that sort of encourages this type of thing. And, you know, Sumner knows that the feds and thinks it's kind of cute and gets some more votes for whatever it is they want. So contributory negligence, that's what it is.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate the call.
You know, I've talked to enough law enforcement people who are really frustrated that you have people making changes, perhaps like this sanctuary law, who really may not be equipped to make that change. You know, social media has made everyone an expert. You know, you can weigh in on things that you don't fully understand, and that public pressure
and be anonymous,
yes. And that kind of public pressure is, as we see daily, it has consequences. And sometimes you have to defer to the people with experience. I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, cops in some parts of the country are considerably more heavy-handed than they are here in California.
No doubt.
They are. It's a fact. I mean, we talked about, you know, the things that happened in Chicago. You know, Drex, you lived there for, 8-10 years? And you said there were things
14.
That happened in Chicago,
yep.
14, that, you know, that didn't really get, you know, any whiff from the media because they took care of it and moved it away quietly.
That's it.
And there's
exactly
a lot of
right.
a lot of transparency here, and you know, people are getting some comfort from that. But you know what? Sometimes you gotta stop and you know, say, wow, is this the right way to do this? Is this really where we're headed?
All right. Thank you very much, John Lobertini, and we will continue to watch this as it unfolds. And then next, what is going on with the FBI agents searching the subway spokesman Jarrett Fogle's home today? That's next. This is a disturbing story, not necessarily about him, but surrounding him, perhaps.
You mean Subway, Jared?
Subway, yes. All right, that's coming up on the Drex Radio Show, along with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up in just a few minutes at the top of the hour on KGO 810.
Here's 49ers right guard Alex the Rhino Boone.
Hey, it's Rhino here, now totally free of my glasses and contact lenses, thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. So what about you? Are you finally ready to do something about your contact lenses and glasses? Then this may be the perfect time, because now now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by Labor Day, you'll get a free pair of lower bowl tickets to a 49ers game this year at the new Levi's Stadium. Here's your chance to grab a pair of these valuable 49ers tickets and watch the 49ers destroy somebody.
But remember, you must complete all laser LASIK by Labor Day. So before these 49er tickets are all gone, call now to get your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision.
ER.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. The preceding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Energy bills are heading through the roof. Cut them off at the ceiling. With a 44-inch Clarkston ceiling fan with light kit, just $49.97 at the Home Depot. Choose from three finishes to complement any room. Brushed nickel, white, or oil-rubbed bronze. It won't be long before you'll be the one getting the compliments. Let's do this. The 44-inch Clarkston ceiling fan with light kit is $49.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Dave Seymour and Peter Solaris from A&E's hit real estate TV show, Flipping Boston. We want to help you make a quick $5, $10, or $15,000 a month flipping houses in your area using little or none of your own money.
Dave and I have just put the finishing touches on our best DVD yet, and we want to give a free copy to anyone who calls. We'll show you brand new techniques you can easily use to locate, evaluate, and turn houses for a quick profit.
In this new free DVD, we break down our simple techniques to start making great money in your spare time. It's all laid out for you. There's no catch. It's free for anyone who calls.
Just watch this DVD and you'll be on your way to quick and easy profits flipping houses in your area.
Call 800-738-3101 to get your free DVD. Call in the next 30 minutes and Dave and Pete will also give you free tickets to a live real estate training seminar coming to the San Jose area. Call 800-738-3101. That's 800-738-3101.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yeah, that guy with the big pants.
Oh, him.
Jared from Subway. How will the Subway pitchman, Jared Fogle, Fogle's his last name, weather this probe? So investigators from the FBI, Indiana State Police, and Postal Service were seen outside the Subway spokesperson's Jared Fogle's home while an evidence truck was parked in his driveway. And I'm just looking at the very latest, so I'm looking at it, and I'm reading it to you as I'm seeing it. It looks like the weight loss story made him a celebrity, but his career may be damaged after police searched his home 2 months after an associate, not him, an associate's arrest on child pornography charges. The FBI, Indiana State Police, and U.S. Postal Service today grabbed documents, electronics, and other items in Fogle's Zionsville home from early this morning through this evening, and officials streamed back and forth between the house, and they're looking. Anyway, so here's what this looks like. Well, they're, of course, standing down. They're suspending their relationship until they look further into this. And
Subway is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to get to why this is happening. The search follows the May arrest of a man hired in 2008 to run Fogle's nonprofit, the Jared Foundation, which through trips to schools and other events encourages children to develop habits of healthy eating and exercise. All good. This guy, Russell Taylor, 43, of Indianapolis, was charged with 7 counts of production of child pornography and 1 count of possession of child pornography. Detectives said Taylor, not Jared, Taylor had produced and possessed child pornography involving children, both boys and girls, as young as 9 years old, court documents said today. 2 thumb drives found in Taylor's home appeared to have a link to Fogle or his foundation, according to court records.
Yikes.
1 drive, police said, contained commercially made child pornography from Eastern Europe, similar to that seized on other investigations, and revealed a document file with Taylor's employer listed in the file name. So that's the latest on that. I don't know where that's going, but that's a mess.
They're collecting evidence, yeah.
Yeah, that really is a mess. And, you know, that has been developing all day long. So I don't know if he's connected for sure, but they're looking into it. What more can we say about it? Other than the facts. The facts are the facts are the facts. Okay, one other thing that I did want to get to, and I didn't get to it earlier in the hour, is we were talking about the Apple Watch, and this is an opinion piece, so, you know, take it for whatever it's worth. But the Apple Watch, according to Brett Andres Roy and his opinion page, he's saying that the Apple Watch sales have plunged 90%. Sales of the new Apple Watch have plunged by 90% since the opening week, according to this new market research report, selling fewer than 20,000. Now, you know, 2/3 of the watches sold so far, it looks like, have been the lower profit sport version. You said you had a friend who had one.
Oh, yeah, I know some people.
Yeah, the one that's $349 rather than buying the costlier, more advanced models, which start at $549. And then if you were one of those people who paid $10,000.
I don't think I know anyone with a $10,000 one.
Yeah, I don't know. You should have held
out. It
was
silver.
You should have held out for the Rolex on that hand.
Yeah.
And I guess the go-to point in this story is, okay, well, sales might be falling off, but this is only the watch is really only a tiny part of Apple's business. And if it falls off a cliff, then it does. I think the biggest thing is that he talks about in this op-ed piece is the Apple Watch is the first completely new product the company has created and launched since the death of Steve Jobs in 2011. How well this watch fares may be one measure of how well Apple will be able to maintain the standards. You know, everybody's expecting excellence all the time, innovation, mm-hmm. That's what they want, marketing and production gurus, that all these things that were achieved under Jobs. But as
I want Siri to recognize my contacts. Is that too much to ask?
You said that. And I mentioned this the other night because somebody was dissing the watch. And so the watch might not be a thing. But I will say this, and this goes back to Cupertino with lots of love. They're still just, you know, they can't make those iPhones fast enough worldwide. They're just flying off the shelves. All right. So Apple Watch, it might be, well, maybe it's not its time.
Your time is up. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to get to the late night late show wrap-up coming up here in just a few minutes on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy-efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778-32.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinicky, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Hi, I'm Larry Baer from the San Francisco Giants. The new Acute Care and Trauma Center at San Francisco General Hospital is opening to serve patients this December. But funds are needed to supply the new center with the most advanced...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.